A Philadelphia cabaret theater company is sorting through years' worth of props and costumes to devise an immersive art space set in a fictional airport. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the next show of the Bearded Ladies Cabaret will be about the legacy of queer theater and letting go of baggage.
I recently met Rose Jarbo at a huge self-storage facility in Northeast Philadelphia on a brutally hot day.
It's where a lot of theater companies store stuff that doesn't need temperature control, which you may be feeling physically right now. It's very affordable, and we have about, Tay, how many units do we have?
Nine
units. We have nine units here.
These storage units are filled with 16 years of queer theater props and costumes, like a cardboard sword wielded by Joan of Arc for a Bastille Day celebration, a cardboard shark from a gender-bending James Bond spoof, a cardboard toilet seat that was once worn around the neck of the late Dito van Reigersberg, also known as Martha Graham Cracker.
This is our legacy.
The Beards have long made theater cheaply out of cardboard.
You've got to watch it, Peter, because it's not, nothing's cheaply made. It may look cheap, but it takes a lot of effort. What is it that Dolly Parton says? It takes a lot of money to look this cheap.
Jarbo and company are developing Priority Hoarding. It's an immersive art installation set to open during the Fringe Festival this fall and run until the end of the year. It will be a makeshift airport where audience members get to go through piles of luggage containing artifacts from past Bearded Ladies shows. Some objects will have QR codes that link to recorded interviews with Bearded Ladies performers, like M.K. Tuominen, who played Andy Warhol in 2015's Andy, a Popera. At the time, Tuominen identified as female, but the experience of playing Andy Warhol was the start of their gender fluidity.
One of the most blissful moments of my life to date at that point was wearing the little boy tighty-whities and the bound chest. And it was a moment of utter secret trans joy, secret also to myself.
Jarbo says Tuominen's experience was not unique.
Back then, many of the Bearded Ladies did not identify as trans, because many of us came out, because we were processing our identities and our genders quite publicly without really knowing ourselves what we were doing.
Priority Hoarding is designed to be more than a trip down memory lane. Jarbo says the show highlights the legacy of queer theater at a time when its existence is under threat.
We're seeing two things happening. We're seeing a really active campaign from the government and people in power against LGBTQ rights, like erasing letters off of the Stonewall Monument online. At the same time, we're seeing art organizations fall with no to-do. Little mid-sized and smaller arts organizations that just end with no acknowledgement of the work that they've done and no care to the legacy. We are in the height of our powers. We're not ending anytime soon, but the thought is, what if we did our estate planning while we're still well?
Priority Hoarding is also about the physical process of getting rid of stuff that's been piling up. Audience members will be able to take objects home and add them to their own pile of stuff. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.